Okay, good morning, everybody. So first of all, sorry that I'm posting a little bit later today. Mizmor Kuf Lamed Bet is about a very important reciprocal relationship between David HaMelech and Hashem that David so yearned and he even afflicted himself, as we'll read in just a moment, to make sure that God would have an eternal place of dwelling. And in return, God guarantees that David, again providing that his children are fidelitous to the Torah, which happened for a time, Shlomo, and then Isaac, now Shlomo, things changed, that he would give David an eternal dynasty. And that is true. David zacha b'kasher malchus, but there were periods of interruption. The Mizmor Kuf Lamed Bet begins, Shir Malo Zachor Adonai LeDavid Eis Kol Uno So, to all of David's afflictions. Now there's some disagreement amongst the Meforshim of how far David actually took this. There are those that seem to understand it quite literally, like the Mitzvah Das David, that David, as we'll see, took a neder that he wouldn't really sleep properly, and he wouldn't sleep on a bed until he was able to build the Beis HaMikdash. The Radak thinks it's something of a haplaga, of an exaggeration. But Asher Nishba LaAdonai Nadar LaAvir Yaakov, that he took this oath to God, the following, the God who is the strength of Jacob. We'll come back to the figure of Yaakov Avinu in just a moment. Im avo be'ol beisi, if I will come into my own house, im elel eres yitzuai, I will come into my bed, im etein shnas le'enai, if I'll give myself any rest or sleep, la'apapai t'numa, ad emtza makom adonai, mishkenos la'avir Yaakov. So he keeps on referring to God here as Avir Yaakov. The Radak thinks it's because Yaakov had the first vision of Sulam Butzavarza, Rosho Magia Shamaima, Ein Zakim Beis Elokim Ezeshar Shamaim, the first vision of the future house of God. And then Mitzudas David, I think, takes it even further, and he says that Yaakov was the first to give a neder. I would even, you know, by Dar Yaakov neder lemor, he was going to the house of Laban. Im Yaelokim Imadi Ushmarani Badera Chazah Asher Anochi Oleich Menasam Lilacham Lachol Veged Labosh. I would focus in. I think the Mitzudas David probably, you know, took this for granted, but I'll just spell it out. The neder is actually va'evin hazos asher samti matziva yeah base elokim. So the first idea of this being the base elokim la'adayad that Har HaMoriah would be consecrated for all generations with the Ketusha Sashchina and be God's resting place. So remember, this is very consistent with David says to Nasan Anavi and Sefer Shmuel, right? Hinei Anochi Yoshev Beit Arazim, I have this great palace of Aron Bir Hashem, Besocha Yiriyah, and God is amongst the curtains. So David found that intolerable. So the nether makes a lot of sense that he didn't want to benefit personally until he could find a proper place, Kilovata Marata Lahaminucha Vilanachala, for the Aron. And the Radak even thinks that this Mizmor was recited on the day that Goren built the Mizbeach and the Goren of Aravna Hayavusi, which was kind of like the first step in building the Beis HaMikdash, which would obviously be completed by Shlomo. So the reciprocal part of this is begins, let's say, in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Nishba Hashem the David Emes L'Yashav Menem B'Privu Necha Shis L'Kisei Lach Im Yishru B'Necha B'Risi. There is the condition, there's the Tanai, if you'll actually listen to my mitzvos. This is the place that Hashem wants, this is the place that Hashem desires, and Hashem desires that David will always be associated with the city, right? David started out as a king in Hebron, 7 years, 6 months. He moves his capital city to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim hab New York, Yersha Chubra la Yachtav, the national city, the capital city. Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. David is a figure, David Melech Yisrael, over the entire Jewish people. Yerushalayim is the place that brings together the Jewish people. And now we come to a very important pasuk. We're all familiar with the idea of Ki Mitzion Tetzei Torah Devar Adonai Yerushalayim, that Zion is the place from which Torah radiates, but there's a very critical pasuk here that Yerushalayim is also the place from which Chesed radiates out to the world. Tzeda Barecha Varecha, I will bless their Tzeda, their Mazon, Ebyoneha, and the poor ones, and not just poor in the financial sense, but those who are destitute, those who are suffering, Evyoneha Asabia Lachem, I will provide with bread, with lechem. So the Mitzudas David writes about this pasuk, Tzeda Barecha Varecha, Mina Makam Ahu Asabia Levarech, Mazona dasil asbia of Yone Ami. Again, so not just Kimitzion Tetzei Torah, but Chesed radiating forth from this place. The Malbim writes, Mikan Tetzei HaBracha Vehashefa L'chol HaAretz, right? That Yerushalayim is the place from which Bracha radiates outward from that location. Konechal b'shiyasha b'chasidah, raneni renenu, right? The Kohanim and Leviim will be there in all of their grandeur. Shamatzmiach karen leDavid arachti ner leMishichai, right? In this specific place, right, Poeshev ki visia, ki vachar Hashem b'tzion, in that place I've also made it very clear that that will be the place that will be the capital for David. Oivav al bishboshes, those who are his enemies, I will cover in humiliation. Ve'alav yatzitz nizro, and his keter malchus will shine forth from that place. Again, David was willing to go to the ends of the earth, that Hashem should have a menucha, that Hashem should have a proper place. And David reciprocally received la'adeyad, the Keser Malchus, and there were periods of interruption after the destruction of Churban Bayis Rishon. We never really knew Malchus again. But be that as it may, Etzemach David Avdecha Miras Atzmiach, that becomes a very important part of our eschatological vision, our idea of Acharis Hayamin, what that is all about. But again, another major contribution of this Mizmor is really the idea of Yerushalayim not just being the locus from which Torah radiates, but the locus through which Chesed radiates as well. Evyoneha asbiya lachem, that Hashem is dwelling in Yerushalayim and looking out towards all of Eretz Yisrael to provide it with Chesed. And of course, that was one of the tafkidim, one of the responsibilities of David HaMelech or any responsible government as well, to make sure that those who would otherwise do without are properly cared for, and all of that would take place in the seat of power in the Yerushalayim. It's the locus of the Beit HaMikdash, it's the locus of Torah, and it is the focal point through which Chesed radiates out, Seidah Varech Avarech Misham Asbiya Evyoneha.